I got to wear shades. Amen. Talking about the future. Every summer, I do a summer series. I try to make it fun. I've done things called Wet and Wild and all kinds of crazy sermon series that we do in the summer. This is my sermon series for the summer. My future's so bright, I got to wear shades. But it's not just about fun. It's serious, man. Serious stuff. And it's real personal this year. Real personal, what I'm talking about. Not just about your future. It's about my future. You know what I'm saying? So the preacher ain't talking down to you. I'm talking this way like we just sat down with a chair and we just talking this way. Amen? And I like talking like that. Amen? It's who we are. Okay? Let's go with the message this morning. By the way, if you want a pair of those sunglasses, you can get them out back. They're $5. They have Fellowship Church on the side, and they're pretty sharp looking. And they're sort of a Ray-Ban look. They ain't Ray-Bans, but they're a Ray-Ban look. Amen? Let's go with the message, Raj. In case you're here today for the first time, I'll use this big screen. And all the scriptures will be on that screen. So if you could look up here, and if I ask you to say something, if you'll say it back with me, we're going to learn together. Then you can actually, in your time, you can go home tomorrow, whatever, get on our website. You can have this exact PowerPoint. You can review everything yourself, have all the scriptures. So all the notes are right there. They've been took for you already. Amen? And you get all the same color pictures and everything. So it's a blessing. You can also go and hear this message again at Pastor Gary's Sermons. .com, and you can hear that later this afternoon. Usually they have that up and running before nighttime. Amen. The message, getting it going. Say that with me. Getting it going. Last week was getting it down. How are you going to get to the future if you don't get something down? And that is who you are in Christ. All right? You are an overcomer. Joey Bird spoke this morning in the first service on the fact that you're an overcomer in Christ. And the word Nike, N-I-K-E, Nike is the Greek word for the New Testament word overcomer or a conqueror. That's where that word Nike comes from. You are a what? An overcomer. You are a victor. But you need to know that. How in the world can I step out into the future when I don't even know who I am in Christ? So we talked about it last week in the message, getting it down. And we said this, I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was because Satan was my daddy and he ain't my daddy no more. Y'all understand? Yes or no? Now, if he's your daddy, that's your problem. That ain't my problem. He's not my daddy anymore. I used to do what he told me to do. I used to think the way he wanted me to think. I used to say the things he wanted me to say. And guess what? Now I've got a conscience that's alive, thank God. And though I still have flesh and I still struggle, he is not my daddy. He tries to influence my life, but my Father God and the Holy Spirit, the living God, gives me victory. Y'all understand that? Amen. So I'm not whose I was, and I'm not as I was. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've been made alive. And so often we think, well, I know that happened at salvation, but here I've been a Christian for many years, and trouble comes into my life, or my life's been a wreck, or this has happened. How can I have a future? My life is over. I don't have a future. You need to realize you weren't just made a new creature in Christ when you became a Christian. You are a new creation every day. And you're growing every and it's up to you on how you get into the Word and how you allow the Holy Spirit, the living God, to work out in through your life. You understand what I just said? So let's look at it. We put several things up. I'm not what I was. Listen, I'm changed. I'm clean. I'm chosen. I'm covered in the blood of Christ. I'm different. I'm forgiven. I'm accepted. And believe it or not, I am righteous because of the blood of Christ. God sees Gary Clark as righteous, as forgiven. Matter of fact, the Bible says, I'm seated in the heavenlies. I don't understand that. The Bible says, I've been given a new name. My name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life because of Christ. Not because of something I did. It's because of what Christ did. And I put my faith in Christ. And this is who I am now. So I can do something. I can have a future. I'm a new person. I have new potential because of His power in my life. I have a new power and I have a new purpose now. Amen? Now what are we going to do with all that? Well, that was nice preaching, Gary. You can just take information and you can just store it up there. Or you can embrace what truth is, and now you can get off your butt. Excuse me. You understand? And you can move forward. All right? So let's talk about that. How can I get it going? How can I step into my future? Let's look at it. My future's so bright. I got to wear shades, but where do I go from here, preacher? I know all that stuff you told me. I got it down. I even memorized it. But I'm still stuck. Here we go. Say it with me. I'm getting it what? One more time. I'm getting it going, baby. Let's go with the message. Let's see where we're going today. Here's the deal. My future is so bright, but no one but me can take the steps to get me there. I'm the only one who can get me to the future. Y'all listening? You know all kinds of stuff, but friend, you got to do something. That's the plan here. I must, say it with me. Come on, I must what? Step into my what? Future. Oh, but I've been hurt and I've been run over by a bus and this happened to me and you don't understand. Well, you can just lay there dead or you can get up. Come on. It's scary. Come on. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Amen. You hear me? Stepping into your future. Now, here's the deal. I got to talk about some negative first. It's the start that stops most people. Say that with me. It's the start that stops. One more time. It's the start that stops most people. It's the start. I've heard all this. I appreciate the nice motivational speech there, Mr. Preacher Man. But you just sit there and do nothing. Because it's the start that stops most people. Most people, if they'll get started, they'll go. If they get started, they'll go. But if you don't get started, and that's what you sound like, you keep talking about the past. I'm going, that's what I'm talking about. Amen? Come on. Three things that'll stop you. Three things that'll keep you from moving forward. Before we can ever get to my steps this morning. Number one, say it with me. Procrastination. That's putting things off. Putting things off. That's you right there. This is life. I'll just spend my life in the waiting room. How many like being in the waiting room? You like being in the waiting room or what? I hate being in the waiting room. I wish they didn't have waiting rooms. Why can't we stay in the car? They give us a beeper and then we come in or something. They do it at Outback. Say. You know what I'm saying? I hate these places. The point is, who wants to spend their life in the waiting room? Look at you. Problems become smaller. Listen to me. When you tackle them head on. Say it with me. Problems become smaller when you tackle them head on. I watched some football players the other night. They're in the NFL. I watched some preseason. And they're great. They're first-round draft picks. They're flying. They're coming in to get a quarterback. They're flying. What? But the quarterback's got a little sense up there in the NFL. He knows how to juke a little bit. And they're laying right on the ground because all they did was get a hand on him. And the defensive coordinators are just pulling their hair out. I've drafted this guy and he can't tackle somebody. You know what I mean? He's fast. But listen, you've got to tackle problems. How? Say it with me. Head on. And I've got a few examples for you. Pop it up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know I love the Minnesota Vikings. And the team I despise is the Dallas Cowboys. Yes. Look at Romo. Get him, baby. Can we do it? Oh, he's hurting. He's going to be crying in a second. There he is. Oh! Yeah, one more. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, that's life. Procrastination. Tackling the situation head on. Y'all hearing me this morning? Let's talk about procrastination just a second. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I'll read God's word today because it's the one sure thing I have to help me step into my future. Keep going. But of that day and that hour no man knows, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. I will treat my today as precious. It's the one day I know for sure that I have. I'll just put it off to tomorrow. You don't know what you got. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. I will watch and pray today for opportunities that lead me what? Forward. Think this way. Head on, man. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey who left his house. He gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I would like to do the work that He has for me to do. Amen? You listening? Hang in here with me. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes at even or at midnight or the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you what? And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. I will be awake and alert, say it with me, to what? God's leading in my what? Life when? Today. Y'all hearing me this morning? It's about the future, not putting it off. I'll just put it off. We need to get it going. There's another thing that will derail you and slow you down. Number one is what? Procrastination. Tackle things head on. It's the start that does what? Stops most people. Here's another thing that'll stop you. Prognostication. Now, these are words I sort of make up. They might be real. I don't know. I don't even care. All right? I told Roger, give me some guy's head with a big brain in it. That's what I want. There it is. What will stop you from stepping into your future? Prognostication. Thinking things to death. Supposed to think. You're supposed to use your mind. You're supposed to make decisions. But at some point, you got to move, fool! You understand? Thinking things to death. Well, let's just talk about it. Well, let's just talk about it. How about you just shut up?
How about you put the microphone in your mouth?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true. On radio and TV, it doesn't work on the side like that. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Here we go. Keep looking. Here's an old Chinese proverb. It's, where's Wei? Hello, Wei Tu. This is for you. He who thinks too hard and too long before taking a step will spend whole life on one leg. Are y'all listening? Thinking things to death. Thinking too hard and too long about your past and even about your future can cause you to miss the wonderful opportunities of today. Prognostication. Keep looking. Just some scriptures. He spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. It's about what God thinks, not just what I think. The fellow thought he had all the time, and he thought he was in charge of his plans. Okay? He said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns. I'll build greater barns. There I'll bestow all my fruits and my goods. It's about what God wants me to do, not just what I want to do. Amen? And God's written it down. I mean, we have a book. It's called the Bible. And sometimes the thinking we do is so much thinking that can get us out of doing what's written in this book. Instead of doing what's written in this book. You'd be surprised that it'll cut your thinking time down and get you moving. And I'll say to my soul, soul, you got much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? It's how long God knows I have, not how long I what? I think I have. Did you know the future that you have? You know what your future is? It's called Sunday. Yeah. That's what you got, isn't it? How long you got? You got what? Today. Take no thought for your life what you're going to eat, drink, put on, all this stuff. You don't say, go to this city, that city, the book of James says. Hey, your life's a vapor that appears for a little time then vanishes away. Now the last one is this. So you got procrastination, that's putting things off. You've got prognostication, that's thinking things to death. And the last one, before we get to the steps, is pontification. I really don't know if that's a word or not. That's talking things to death. Talking things. Somebody who pontificates is a guy like me, a preacher or somebody just stands up and talks and words and flowery words and words and words. Talking things to death. It's a start that stops most people. Like these people. I'm sorry. never heard more talk in your whole life. And now we got us a new committee of 12 that's going to talk more and fix everything. How many believe that's going to happen? God help us. Listen, thank God your future, you could actually have a future without having to call Washington. You call on Jesus, amen? Come on, and start moving. Instead of talk, 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 why not walk, walk, walk? Hey, how about this? Can we talk and walk at the same time? That way we're moving and we might just get somewhere. Amen. Come on. Instead of talking about what you're going to do in the future, do something now. See the difference? You have today. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. Say it with me. For thou knowest not what a day may what? I don't want to be unkind or hurt you, but how many one day you had somebody and they were living, and by the day's end, they were gone. Can I see your hand? Sure. It's reality. But we don't like to think in reality many times, and that keeps us from getting to our future. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time, and then what? Vanishes away. The future. How can I get to my future? That's what I've been thinking about. And this is just me in my office thinking. And I wrote a little ditty. You can wait too long, you can think too long, you can talk too long, and before too long, your future says so long, I'm gone. Yeah. You know what I mean? I want a future. Say that with me. I want a future. And a bright future. How can I get there, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Somebody's got to move. Somebody's got to move. And say that with me. And use your finger. And that somebody is. Can you do that one more time? Somebody's got to move. And that somebody is. Me. Y'all ready to move? Now we're going to go to the Bible. That's been Bible already. But we're going to go to the Bible and some steps that I saw that I think can help us. And look, this is me. This is me up here. You don't have to do it. I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. If you want to get on the bus with me, then we will do it, and I can say, hey, look, you're going too, aren't you? You're moving too. Look at you. That's cool. Or you can be way back there, and I'm just going to wave. And I ain't going to turn around much and even wave at you because I'm going that away. Y'all hear me? So if you want to get in on it, pay attention. Here we go. Stepping into your future. Here we go. How do I do it? Number one. Set your affection on things above. Look at the scripture. If you're risen with Christ, and I am, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God, and He does. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. The first step of stepping into your future, the first step in stepping into your bright future that God has for you, is you've got to set your affection on things above. Now, what does that mean in plain English? Here it is for me. What God says is what matters most. Say that with me. What God says is what matters most. I say it again. What God says is what matters most. So if I'm going to step into my future, my bright future, then what God says is what matters most. I've got to remember that. What God says is what matters most, Gary. That's what matters most. What He says matters most. Got it? Got to be there. Number two. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now here's the scripture. But seek ye first, say it with me, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, help me, and all
these things shall be what? Added unto you. So step one, remember, what God says is what matters most. Number two, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. My future, I must keep that in mind, His kingdom and holiness and right kind of living and right decisions. You hear what I'm saying? Let's look at it. My surrender is the key to unlocking my future. My bright future. My surrender, me surrendering to His kingdom, to His righteousness, is the key that's going to unlock my bright future. Y'all hearing me? Good, I like that. Yes, sir. Amen. Number three. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Let the mind of Christ be in you. If I want to have the brightest future I can possibly have, then I want to think like Jesus. I want to think like Jesus would think. I want that mind of Christ to be in me. You might say, well, how can you have that? Why should you even say such a thing? Because that's what the Bible tells me to do. Look at it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What was His mind? Who, being in the form of God, He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of what? No reputation. That's His mind. And He took upon Him the form of a what? Servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And watch this part. Here's more of His mind. And being found in fashion as a man, He what? Humbled Himself, and He became what? Obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So if I'm to step into my future, I have to have the mind of Christ. My bright future. Now, all of us can have a future. It just depends how bright you want it to be. I want a bright future, so bright I got to wear shades. Okay? So that means I need the mind of Christ. Y'all understand? What does that mean, His mind? Say that with me if you don't mind. I must be humble and have a what? Now that's huge. You've got to say that with me again. I must be humble and have a teachable spirit. One more time. I must be humble and have a teachable spirit. I don't know if y'all been noticing it. I've been learning some stuff. Yeah. About time. I have been learning through my struggle and my pain some amazing things. And people that are close to me, like Roger and Nikki and many other people in this building that are close to me, would say, I'm sure y'all would say, he sure has. And I didn't learn it by myself. I learned it by many people, men and women. I'm going to tell you something. You might not like knowing this about your preacher. Can I just be honest? Is it all right? Say. No other church will have this to say in town. I'll tell you that. The mess you hear come out of my mouth. I have what's called ladies' night out. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. It's funny, ain't it? But did you know what I did? I have tremendous friends in this church, and their husbands are great friends of mine. And I've actually had many, many, many dinners with a group of ladies, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four, married. And I'm the only guy. That's sort of fun, actually. Anyway, I'm sorry. But anyway, and you know what? We go and we have a nice time, but I open myself up to wisdom. A woman's perspective other than just my head. Or just what I have learned or what I've known from the past. If I'm going to step into my future, I've got to have that humble and teachable spirit. Did you understand what I just said or not? Was it uncomfortable at first? Yeah, it was uncomfortable. I'm like, what am I doing? But then I started learning. And I started, and some of them are in the room. Hey, wave at me if you're one of the ladies. Go ahead. There's a lady. Here's a lady. Here's a lady over here. Look at them. They're all in the building. Isn't that cool? Have a teachable spirit. Are you all right? Did I scare you with that? My preacher goes out marrying women. Here we go. Go ahead. No, don't say that. Here we go. Number four, if I'm to step into my future, don't go to sleep on me. Here we go. Number four. Now, it's been like, oh, pretty nice, pretty nice. You're not going to get to your future unless you do this. Stand firmly against the lust of the flesh. You're a chosen generation. That's who you are. You have every right to a bright future. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of Him who's called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You have potential. Did you hear that? Which in time past, you were not a people. But now you are the people of God. Which had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain, say it with me, from fleshly lust which war against your what? Soul. Now what's that mean? I must fight the war within if I am to win the battle without. Okay? You can do the three steps I talked about, but that does not mean you still don't have flesh. It does not mean you still don't struggle, that you don't have a battle, but you have got to make your mind up and submit yourself to God and know I am going to fight. And I'm going to fight for my future. Are you hearing me today? Instead of taking a shortcut, no shortcuts. If you want the brightest future, you hearing me? It's not going to be easy. But a bright future, so bright, it is so bright you got to wear shades. Now come on, that might be worth fighting for. Y'all listening? I got another scripture on this one. Nehemiah was rebuilding the broken down walls of the city. He went back to Jerusalem. It broke his heart to see the city destroyed. And the enemy was all around. And yet they still had a mind to work and they were going to build this building again even though it was probably going to kill them. And they'd give their life doing it. And I looked and I rose up and I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not you afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. He will fight and fight for your brethren, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters and your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard it, it was known unto us and that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall and everyone to his work. And it came to pass that from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work and the other half of them held both what? Spears and shields and the bows and the habergeons and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall and they that bear burdens with those that laded. Everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work and with the other hand held a what? That's how you got to get to your future. It's going to be a weapon in one hand and a trial in the other. If you think your future, you're just going to get there by, oh boy, I'm just going to smell coffee and roses and me, 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 me. It ain't happening. It's going to be a fight. The biggest fight's going to be what's inside of you. What's inside of you. The war that's inside of you. That's why you got to have the word, man. But you can get to your future. You fight and you work at the same time. Got it? I must fight for my future. Fighting and moving forward, what? Simultaneously. I do not want to be fighting like this and doing this. I'm fighting. It looks like you're losing to me. I want to be fighting like this. I'm fighting, yeah, and look at where I'm at today. And look at where I'm at tomorrow. And look at where I'm at. You just keep looking. Amen? Come on. My time's almost gone. This is really important. If you're going to get into your future, you've got to put away bitterness, resentment, and anger. if you want a bright future. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. What am I talking about? I refuse to let the root of bitterness defile me and derail my future. Now, if you want to, you can keep living in the past, and you can keep getting a circle that will listen to you, and you can keep moving from friend to friend to friend so that you can keep telling your horrible story of your life. Because you're going to have to keep moving to different friends. Because we're not made that we can keep hearing it. And that can be your life, the story of your life. My life is this, my life is that. They did this to my life. My life is so bad. My life, my life, my life, my life. Or you can say, I'm not going to let that crap destroy my life. And I'm going to move forward. And I'm not going to have that bitterness and that resentment and that anger that everybody else says they can have and they can have. That's why most people never move forward and don't have a bright future. I don't want to be one of those most people. You understand? This is for me. You don't have to get it. I'm going to do this. You go do what you want to do. This is what I'm going to do. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and thereby many be what? Defiled. You could have made it to step four, but you hang on to that mess. You listening? Number six. You want to step into your future? Boy, this is some big steps we're taking. Be kind, tender-hearted, and say it with me. Forgiving to who? Others. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And you know what I wrote down? I must follow love, and love will lead me into my future. Yeah, come on. Well, praise the Lord. That's a good line. I wrote that line, baby. You know what I'm saying? You think about that. You want to be a hateful person? You want to keep talking about the bad, the bad, the bad? Don't be surprised if you keep getting it. Why don't we follow love, baby? And see if we can't get some of that. Amen? Say. Well, that means you're going to take some action. You're going to have to be kind. You've got to be tenderhearted. You've got to be forgiving. Loving as Christ loved you. And if I do that, you mean I might have a future so bright I'm going to have to wear shades? You just might. Amen. You listening? And by the way, this is what my Bible teaches me. Okay? I could have a ton of scriptures to support every one of these. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Say it with me. Love never fails. Wow. Number seven, and I'm done. Do all to the glory of God. Do it all to the glory of God. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You want to have that bright future? You want to step? You got to get it going, buddy. You got to remember, whatever I'm doing, man, whatever actions I'm taking as I move forward, this is something for you, God. I want you to get glory out of my life. I want you to get credit out of my life. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Do you think God might sign on to this plan I put up on this screen? I believe He already has. That's the Word of the living God. Amen? I want to be a light in whom God shines bright. Can you say that with me? I want to be a light in whom God shines bright. Say it again with me. I want to be a light in whom God shines bright. And I got a scripture, and then I got a little statement I'm going to make, and I'm hushing. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. You are the light of the world. That's who you are. A city that's set on a hill cannot be what? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that's in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to be that light. Now, this is just me. You just had a time with me in my office. That's all we did this morning. I just had Roger put pretty pictures with it. I'm going to tell you who I want to be. Here's who I want to be. I want to be the guy that's standing on top of the hill. And I want you, and I want the people in Englewood, and people that know me in this region, wherever they know me, I want them to look and say, you know what? That guy was in a pit. That guy was in a pit. He wasn't just in the valley. There was a hole in the valley, and he was in the hole in the valley. And I want people to say, wow, look at him now. Look at him up there. Did you see him up there? Look at that. That is crazy. How did he get up there? That's incredible. I want to go up there. I want to go up there. That's what I want to hear people say. That's why I want my future bright. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Am I being too open with you this morning? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You know, I want that for you. That's what we can have. We can be on the hill. We can be on the hill. And I know if I ask you this morning, how many just don't think you can ever get on the hill? I know a lot of hands would go up. I don't even want you to lift your hand and say such a thing this morning. You can be on the hill. Say it. I can be on the hill. Say that with me. I can be on the hill. One more time. I can be on the hill. And that's where I want to be. And I'm not waving no wand over you or over me, and it's going to get us there. But it's the start that stops most people. And if I start moving, and I have. Oh, I've been moving. You better come on if you want to catch up with me. Amen. Come on. But that's where I'm headed. You might say, Clark, where are you headed? To the hill. I'm headed to the hill. What hill? The highest hill. The highest hill. That's where I'm headed. How you going to get there? Day at a time. But I'm going to keep moving forward every day. That's the plan. Amen. Come on. That's what I want to be. I'd love to have you go with me. Come on, children. Let's take his mighty hand. Come on, children. Let's go to the promised land. Amen. Come on, children, let's take his mighty hand. Come on. Come on, children, let's go to the promised land. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. I think the message is done, Raj. Action words and action works. These are action words and action works. Set your mind, set your affection on things above. Seek first the kingdom of God. Let this mind be in you. Stand against fleshly lust. Put what? Help me. Put something. Anyway. Put away bitterness and wrath and all that kind of stuff. Be what? Kind and affectionate and tender-hearted. Do all to the glory of God. You want to get somewhere in your life? It's going to take action words, baby. And it's going to take some action works to get you there. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord.